Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting second. The right fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Sevcik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sevcik and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Robinson scores. Blefary moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Adair moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Sevcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sevcik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Sevcik reaches second base with a double. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Sevcik trying to get to home. Bulfari throws the ball into Brown, who tags Sevcik, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kosko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Sevcik and he is out, Quilici applying the tag. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sevcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sevcik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sevcik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander pinch hits for Jim Perry. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bunker, and towards Adair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder is hit by the pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio scores. Snyder moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Snyder scores. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Quilici fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-2 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Boswell now pitching. Rich Rollins now playing second base. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. Kosko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle is hit by the pitch. John Sevcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sevcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sevcik hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4. And the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stu Miller now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-3 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sevcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sevcik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sevcik strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.